William Hill's In Play Radio.
Daniel Sturridge to score and Liverpool to win in the market at 2-1. Rudiger Stead to score and Blackburn to win is 10-1. Liverpool 4-6, Lee.
Nah, I can't have that at all.
Short, isn't it?
You can't back that, can you, really, knowing what we know at the moment? It's the same thing as the City. After it, if Liverpool win and you've backed the 4-6, then great, well done, that's fine. I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm just saying there's no way I can trust Liverpool, even at Blackburn, at that price. It's just which way this match goes. You know, Blackburn, they went to Elland Road on Saturday and beat Leeds 3-0. I'm not saying that's anything amazing, because Leeds are in a bit of a hole at the minute, and they had Austin sent off after 39 minutes. So, you know, they were playing with 10 men for a long time, and Blackburn scored three just under 20 minutes in the second half. But, you know, they've got goals in them, this Blackburn team. You know, and I think, you know, that the kind of glory days of Ewood Park in the past will be revisited for one night only. You know, it'll be packed out. The noise will be fantastic. It's a real, this is a chance to go to Wembley for Blackburn Rovers, which is, you know, sensational. The 10th in the Championship, you know, they can concentrate fully on this. And it looks like they probably have been concentrating on this. You know, it was almost like the manager must have said, right, we've kind of eased off. Now we warm up at Leeds and then we see where we go from there. I just don't know if it'll be that high scoring. But I do think Blackburn can score. It's just who you go for here. Jordan Rhodes, 17-39 this season in the Championship. Hasn't scored in the FA Cup. And Rudiger Stead's played really well this season as well. 14-34 in the Championship. He scored a couple in the FA Cup this season already, 2 and 3. So I like both of those two one of those two to get on the score sheet. It's just who. Surely Liverpool can't lose this game to Blackburn.
They can, because
they can.
They can. They, I know, can, they can, because, but, you know, I worry about Liverpool defensively right now. Without Skrtel, Emre Can, I think, is definitely going to develop into a central midfield player. I'd be amazed if he's playing at the back next season. Alberto Moreno looks very shaky. He's been at fault for a number of goals Liverpool have conceded recently. Martin Skrtel out, and I think that's a huge, huge factor in this match.
But my problem with that is, and I agree with all that, my problem with that is are Blackburn brave enough to go and test that Liverpool defence? I think they'll be more.
I thought they did in the first meeting between the two.
But easier away as well, though, isn't it? You know, I think this will suit Liverpool being away from home more than it would do if it was at Anfield, because they can just sit in and they can use their pace on the break. You know, and they have got quality players, let's not forget.
Oh, undoubtedly.
You know, and they tend to score away from home. You know, Henderson's been getting goals away from home recently. You know, I think they'll have a bit too much for Blackburn in the end, but I don't think it'll be easy. I could see something like a 2-1 Liverpool, but it being a really late run thing. Maybe Blackburn taking the lead. Blackburn first half, Liverpool second half, maybe something like that. The double result, that's 25-1. That's a massive price for something that isn't beyond the realms of possibility. That Blackburn get a storming start, get a goal, and Liverpool chip them away.
Yeah, that will be the character of Liverpool, though, tested to its fullest, won't it?
Well, because these crisis meetings that they've been having, yeah, and all this, so maybe, yeah.
There's definitely unrest there at the moment, isn't there? That's my... My feeling is there's a little bit of unrest in the camp, and they've got personnel problems.
I don't know if there's unrest. I think that might be a bit strong. I think they're just going through... They've been through this already this season, and they sorted it out. I think we should really probably just... We should trust Brendan Rodgers and his players to come through this latest crisis, in inverted commas, losing to Arsenal and Manchester United. I mean, it's not the end of the world, is it? They've lost to the two of the best teams in the Premier League on form at the moment.
It took a while for it to be sorted earlier on in the season, didn't it?
But this is Blackburn. When it's not like they're going into a game against Chelsea or Man City.
That's
true. This is a 10th team in the Championship. So I think they will get it done. I can't have the 4-6. I mean, the Liverpool win and over 2.5 goals is 7-5. Liverpool win and both teams to score might be another way in here, and that's 13-5.
You mentioned earlier you thought it was going to be tight. Are you changing your thinking now in terms of...
No, I think it will be tight. I just think Liverpool got the capability of scoring against them. What I mean is, I think it'll be a tight game. I think it'll only be a one goal victory.
Right, okay.
I'm not saying it'll be a low scoring necessarily. Okay. I think Blackburn have got to go and win this game, haven't they? You know, if they, you know, extra time and penalties and all the rest of it could come into play, but I think it'll get done in the 90 minutes. And I think Blackburn, I think they could take the lead. Honestly, think they could really run them close. But I think with that quality in the end, Liverpool will get it done.
I wonder how he's going to set up. That's the team news is so important, because I think he got it wrong on Saturday afternoon. That team selection was poor. Allen and Lucas started in the centre midfield, and I think they were dominated by the quicker Arsenal players. I'd be amazed if Henderson doesn't start in the centre midfield in this match.
I think he will. I think they can dominate the
midfield. The reason I don't like Liverpool at 4-6, and I suppose a lot of people will be thinking Liverpool Premier League side at Blackburn before the last couple of weeks, the in-form side in the Premier League as well, will take that 4-6 all day long. They don't have to win in 90 minutes.
No, they can win
in extra time. Yeah. They can win on penalties. Definitely. So if it's tight late on, there's no urgency for them to go and get the win in the 90. That's why I don't like the 4-6.
What about the difference between the win price and the qualify price? I mean, 4-6 Liverpool win, 3-1 on for them to qualify.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they're saying that, you know, they'll be fitter in extra time. And, you know, the longer the game goes on, the more chance Liverpool have got, and maybe they'll have the edge in penalties as well. I'm not sure that comes into question. But, the 1-3 to qualify looks well short to me. But, yeah, Liverpool, I mean, I'm not sounding like, you know, oh, absolutely nailed on, otherwise I'd be going for the 4-6. But I think, you know, Liverpool to win, either the both teams to score or the over 2.5, whichever way you want to play it. And if you're looking at Blackburn scorers, I'd go Gestede, I think, at 11-5 over Jordan Rhodes. Both the same price.
I like him, given the way he performed in the first match.
Yeah, very good player, isn't he? Yeah. But Liverpool, by the way, just to look at their away form, 2 defeats in 15 away matches in 90 minutes in all competitions, which, you know, ain't bad. The defeats came at Man United the first time round and Arsenal again. So Liverpool, I think it's clear, they can't quite cope with the best teams in the division.
Yes.
But they'll be able to cope with Blackburn, I think.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.